With this money, we are going to target the many illegal dump sites where refuse has piled up over the years. We did a bit of that last year, 7 major sites, Malam, Adeleko, Dufe, Trinity, and we're going to deal with some of those major areas, including some of the markets, Kaneshi Market, Domi Market, Madina, Makwala, just to get rid of all those heaps of waste that have been piled up. That has to go. The equipment we gave to the assemblies goes way back about 2006, 7, 8, thereabouts. Most of that has broken down. So we're going to procure this in the first instance for the Greater Accra area, the regional capital.
So you have said that by the end of June, or by June, you are going to see an improvement in sanitation in the country. We are just 2 days away from entering. Do you think that
are
you
we
have
two
made...
days away from ending June? Some work is going on, but certainly not what we look. That's why we announced that the money has been released by the Minister of Finance. We have to go through the procurement processes to get all the vendors to be engaged to go out and do that job. And that will take us a couple of weeks to do that. When they're on the road, we'll see what they're doing.
There have been many sanitation initiatives undertaken by several governments with support from various development partners, including ourselves. But still, there are challenges that continue to be experienced, not only in water, but also in sanitation in particular. We do recognize the priorities and focus for creating the Ministry of Sanitation and Water Resources. This we see as a direct response for dealing with the sanitation challenges in Ghana, which unfortunately is ranked among the lowest on the Global Sanitation Index. This is almost unbelievable when you compare with the status of Ghana as a low middle income country that performs relatively well on other development indices.